Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The following on podcast is proudly sponsored by Barbados Tourism. Before we kick off the show, I just wanted to take a moment to remind you that the ICC Men's Cricket T20 World Cup final is taking place in Barbados this summer. This, by default, gives all of my fellow cricket fanatics the perfect excuse to go and book a holiday to Barbados in June and experience firsthand the euphoric atmosphere at the Kensington Oval, the cricket mecca of the Caribbean. If the cricket alone isn't enough to tempt you, then let me be the one to remind you that a trip to Barbados can also include leisurely strolls along the breathtaking coastline, mouth-watering flavours of the world-class Bajan cuisine, and, of course, plenty of rum. Head to visitbarbados.org/cricket today to book the trip of a lifetime to Barbados, the best place to be a cricket fan.
Listening to the Following On podcast from TalkSport today, bringing you an exclusive interview with the former Yorkshire spinner Azeem Rafiq. On Friday, charges against 7 of the 8 individuals accused of using racial or discriminatory language were upheld by the Cricket Disciplinary Commission, but the charge against the former England captain Michael Vaughan was not proven. Over the next 15 minutes or so, we'll hear from Rafiq himself, who's been in conversation with TalkSport's Hugh Wisencroft. You're listening to the Following On podcast from TalkSport.
Azeem, thank you so much for speaking to us. I was going to say I know it's been a difficult day, but it has probably been a very difficult period for you over an extended period. I just wonder today how you are feeling with 7 of the 8 charges upheld by the Cricket Discipline Commission today. Does it feel like vindication for you after 2.5 years?
Yeah, look, I think it's been documented how tough it's been, not just for myself. I think people forget how difficult it's been for people around me and all those that have supported me. But I think it's massive vindication for everyone involved. You know, 7 out of 8 charges upheld, and you know, the main one around Yorkshire being institutionally racist was admitted pre-hearing. So yeah, it's been tough, but you know, I think an imperfect at times, but I'm just glad that we've got to the end. Well, I say the end, some sort of an end.
Yeah, it's a difficult period for cricket. This has underlined some of the major issues in the sport, and it's taken you speaking out to reach this point, particularly when you think about the changes that have been ongoing at Yorkshire. We'll talk about the wider changes, I think, for cricket in a moment. But just on the commission, the Cricket Discipline Commission, some have been critical over the way things were conducted. Michael Vaughan, who today was cleared of using racist language towards you, said that at times it was adversarial, that it pitted, you know, ex-teammates, ex-Yorkshire players against one another and almost asked them to, you know, blame one another for the issues rather than being conducted, I guess, in a spirit of togetherness. Would you agree with that assessment? How did you find it?
Look, it's been imperfect. You know, it's been tough for everyone, but it's racism. We're confronting one of the toughest subjects. It was never going to be simple. You know, you've had a large part of the cricket community that has been very resistance to accepting and resistance to change, you know. And look, what the one message it will have sent out is for everyone involved in the game or around the game that they don't want to be involved in CDC hearings around racism. And if that message can go high and wide, hopefully that will make sure that our kids don't have to be called the P word. And, you know, the one thing I found quite revealing and quite sad around the CDC was how normalized over the last 2.5 years that or accepted it became that the P word was used. Yet there was still, there was still language to try and minimize what had happened. So, I think it's a day that everyone needs to, take stock, reflect, and make a commitment to making cricket better. You know, with the report, ICC report incoming as well. Hopefully, if this is not the point, then the large section of the cricket community can use that to, believe that cricket's not been a place for everyone.
What we should say is it was never really about one individual. I mean, a lot of people, the media especially, made it out as Azeem Rafiq versus Michael Vaughan. It's an important day for Michael Vaughan himself, of course, being cleared of that racist language. But as you kind of highlighted, this has been a huge learning experience for cricket. Do you feel when we talk about individuals that at times you have been questioned as a person and historical comments that you have made? Michael Vaughan has been questioned. The others who have been found guilty have been questioned in terms of who they are as people and individuals. Was maybe all of this, not just the commission, too much about the individual and not enough about cricket as a sport?
Yeah, look, I think one of the first things when I did my first interview with Squire Patton Boggs, I was very clear that this had to be about the institution and not the individuals. But I had to give my experiences, and examples of why I felt that Yorkshire cricket was institutionally racist. I think that the way that initial thing was handled, it took it into individuals very quickly. And then, after that also, it's all well and good saying that you've not had your voice heard, you've not had an opportunity. But at every point, a lot of these individuals have, refused to take part, and you can take inferences from that all you want. And also, you've got to understand, Matthew Hoggard said the P word was widely used and in WhatsApp groups. Gary Bounce admitted to 5 charges of racial language. Yorkshire admitted to 17 years of systemic racism. We've got the ICC report, which has spoken to over 4,000 people. We've got the Essex whistleblowing report incoming. We've got the Yorkshire whistleblowing report incoming. We've seen the Cricket Scotland stuff. So if we're really going to deal with racism, it's going to be uncomfortable. But, accountability, education and recruitment are 3 facets of it, and they've all got to work hand in hand. You can't just say, oh, yeah, this happened, well, we'll sort it out, because clearly cricket has not managed to sort it out.
You mentioned Yorkshire admitting their charges and so won't be attending and didn't attend. And Gary Balance admitted his charges, so he didn't attend. You mentioned Matthew Hoggard there. He wasn't there, nor was Tim Bresnan, John Blaine, Richard Pirra. Andrew Gale withdrew in 2022 as well. It left Vaughan as the only one person to attend in person. How did that make you feel? Because just listening to you there, it feels like you felt like, I guess, these players in not supporting the process, I wouldn't say maybe revealed something about cricket, but maybe showed us that, that acceptance of there being an issue going forward and wanting to deal with it and address it maybe wasn't there. But that's only my inference. What's yours?
Yeah, like I said, I think, this I've struggled with this narrative of voices not being heard. There's been every opportunity, and as we've seen, there's been enough publications that would have happily published anything that these guys had to say. I've not trusted the process. I've not trusted. I didn't trust the Squire Patton Boggs or anything further. My trust has been broken way before this, but I still went to it because it was important. As I said, I spoke about my experiences and it's been corroborated over and over again, whether that be through players, coaches, people that were present. I saw earlier one of the coaches that, supported my experiences, where he got told to one or two of them P-word, oh, it's fine, but no more than that, and he was never even spoken to. So there's a large part of, this stuff, you've just got to go through it. And, these people, it was their choice. And also, as we saw it play out, CDC, some of their claims about not being contacted, etc., were just not true. So, but it's sad. And what it did was it became about me and Michael. And, that's not why I spoke out. And hopefully now it's a time for everyone to take stock, take a deep breath, reflect, look at yourselves in the mirror and see what commitment you can make to making sure that our kids don't have to be called the P word.
Do you feel any sympathy at all for Michael Vaughan today? Some had cast aspersions over his character, of course. A case like this would. He's also had to step away from broadcasting commitments and now, of course, being cleared. Do you feel sympathy for him?
I disagree with the findings, but I respect them. But, you know, I know that even throughout the day, it's been reported as, you know, just about... And, you know, I'm very strong on the fact that we can't get hung up on one person. This is about the game and the systemic issues that game has. You know, last night I saw that Imran Khan spoke about his experiences in county cricket. This has been going on for a very long time. We've all got to look ourselves in the mirror and see what commitment we're going to do to make sure that game that we all love. You know, I love this game. This is the thing that breaks me as much as anything else. You know, I've through this process fell out of love, you know, with the game that's, you know, I've adored my whole life. So, and I just hope at some point that we can all just come back together.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following on podcast is proudly sponsored by Barbados Tourism. If your passion for travel is on par with your passion for cricket, then I have some excellent news. The ICC Men's Cricket T20 World Cup Final is being hosted in Barbados this June, which makes it the perfect destination for your summer holidays this year. To make the most of your trip, you can also experience 8 matches from the series in Barbados, including England against Scotland and England against Australia. In under a month's time, you could be spending your days exploring the vibrant streets of Bridgetown, drinking rum in the sunshine and experiencing exotic Bajan delicacies. In the culinary capital of the Caribbean, there truly is something for everyone. There's no need to wait a second longer. Head to visitbarbados.org/cricket today to book the trip of a lifetime to Barbados. Truly the best place to be a cricket fan.
You mentioned there, actually, the former Pakistan cricket captain, former Prime Minister of Pakistan as well, Imran Khan, who was on Times Radio yesterday with our colleagues, saying that when he first started playing cricket in this country back in 1971, he experienced racism then. Of course, it's a very different country now. But we do wonder whether this will ever go away, or do you think that cricket reflects the society that we're currently living in?
Look, I don't know. Is a simple answer. Yes, it is a societal issue, but we can't use that as an excuse not to do something. My role, your role, you can only control your environment. But I think it's for the leaders now to really make a decision. What is it that they want to do? Do they want to roll out the same PR? Do they want to roll out the same action plans? Or do they want to bring humans back together? You know, because it's only going to change if humans can sit together and understand each other's perspective. And I hope a large part of the cricket community, and I think media's got a big role to play in that, you know, conversation for another day, but it's really important that they play their part in this and we get away from just constantly having a fight about one side or the other, and it's got to be really much one of coming together.
There must have been some toil on you during this period of time. You're speaking to me from Dubai. You've had to move your family out of where you were living. Has it been an ordeal? Is that the right way to characterise this period for you?
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been challenging. It's been well documented, the effect on me, but the effect it's had on people around me, people who have supported me, is very huge. You know, my dad's health has deteriorated significantly through this. At different times in the last 2 years, we've nearly lost him because of the stress and anxiety of all of this, and that's been tough. People that supported me, they've struggled in their professional life, and their personal lives have really struggled with, and you know, their mental health's tough. But the one thing we all want to be able to look back in a few years and go, actually, you know, we made society or cricket a better game for our kids. And you know, there comes a moment in your life where you look past your nose and think, you know, there's far bigger things in life than just yourself. That moment came for me when I lost my son, and you know, I felt like a responsibility to do what I've done, and you know, I'll continue to do that as long as I live.
Have you spoken to Adil Rashid? Is yeah, England player, of course, who gave evidence in this case. I just wondered whether there was a reaction from him at all today, given the evidence.
Yeah, look, I've been pretty full on all day. I've not really had a time, but I did pick up a message from him, which was nice of him, but. When I get away from that singular comment, but you know, we Allah knows, and we just make sure now that it's time to reflect and move our game forward.
So what's next for you now? Finally, you mentioned a little bit earlier on, finally, you know, it's good to be at the end, and then you paused, corrected yourself and said, well, it's not the end. So what is next? Do you keep fighting for this game that you mentioned yourself you love so much?
Look, I don't know what's next for me, to be honest. I would love to do, you know, I'm very proud of, you know, fighting the way I have, and, you know, knowing full well what cost it's come at. But I'm very determined to make sure that my end is positive. And that's not just for myself. But, you know, there's a lot of people that sort of, you know, reached out to me and are looking up to me. And if my end is not positive, that's going to disarm some people in the future about speaking out. So it's been, I want to do some fun stuff, you know, hopefully you know, get back involved in the game in some capacity in the future. But I think short term, I just want to have some rest. I've got a small thing of a book coming out in the summer, which again will be, you know, pretty hard hitting. So lot to do, but some family time, and hopefully at some point in the future I can you know, get involved in the game in some capacity.
Azim, pleasure to speak to you. Wish you all the best. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. If you missed any of the show or wish to catch up, you can download the podcast, now available via the free TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget, for more cricket content, you can listen to The Cricket Collective on TalkSport 2 every Tuesday evening, as Neil Manthorpe and Double Ashes winners Steve Harmison debate the biggest stories with a host of big names. And if you want to send us a question to a member of the TalkSport team, you can tweet us at @cricket_TS, and we'll answer your question on the next podcast. But for now, you've been listening to Following On.
The Following On podcast is proudly sponsored by Barbados Tourism, and this is your gentle reminder that Barbados is the best place to be a cricket fan. With 8 matches from the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup Series taking place in Barbados this summer, including the final, you can experience the summer of a lifetime by booking today. Aside from immersing in world-class cricket in the sunshine, Barbados is the dream destination for all travel enthusiasts. It is where adventure meets paradise, the culinary capital of the Caribbean, and better still, the birthplace of rum. If you're keen to unite with cricket fans across the globe for what is set to be an unforgettable summer, then head to visitbarbados.org/cricket today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.